What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show here with my boy Portland Pilots head coach at WCC, Shante Leggins. We call him Legs around here. Legs, what's good, brother, in P-Town, my guy?
Thanks for having me out here, fellas. I really appreciate it, man. I always love to be on your show. It means I'm still employed that next year.
Yeah.
means I'm still kicking, man. So that's a good thing to be on this show, man. Good day. Thanks for having me, man.
Bro, I can't believe it's your 6th year going into it, Portland, man. Time is flying by, brother. Like, we've been doing this almost a decade now, man. Like, you are year 6 in Portland already.
We've been doing it for a minute. We started at the Eastern, and then now we're doing it here, man. So, yeah, it's been a minute. It's been going by. I've gotten to watch, you know, college athletics change, right? You know, right underneath me. So it's been real cool to see. It's been fun to watch.
I hear that, man. Well, I'm asking this, man. How's this change, man? How do you try to maintain your culture and your values and what you're about with your pillars when cap preps have a new team every year, have to reintegrate guys, someone has guys for 9 or 10 months at max? Some dudes, and how you trying to make it work these days, brother?
Well, man, I got to be who I am, man. I can't switch up who I am, you know. Still keep the tight relationship with the fellas. You know, keep that straight. That's the number one thing, is building a relationship no matter what. You know, these kids still need some guidance. These guys still need a little bit of push. They still need coaching, man. You know, I think that's sometimes getting lost in translation. They still need some guidance. They still need somebody to tell them no. You know, they're getting paid to hoop now, you know, so you gotta, you know, they're getting the NIL and they're doing these things, but they still need some guidance. So I'm trying not to switch up who I am. Stay tight with the guys, you know, be as tight as I possibly can. And then, you know, try to retain your culture, try to retain the guys, you know, and that's the most important thing. If you can get some players to stay back and stay in your program for 1, 2, you know, for 2, 3, 4 years, I think you have a leg up ahead of everybody. If you're looking at these teams that are, you know, doing pretty well, you know, they've had some guys stay. Now you have obviously those teams that are, you know, getting the top tier talent, and they just cahoot and put those guys together. Those are pros, man. They got 4, 5, 6 pros on their team. That's different. But you see the teams that are making some noise, they have some guys that have come back, you know, and they've had some retention. So that's the most important part, is trying to retain some of these guys that have been in your program, you know, that have played a little bit, you know, not the guys that, you know, that haven't played, that are on the brim of playing, but you want the guys that have played, you know, at least 10, 15 minutes a game, 20 minutes a game, to come back to show these other guys that are coming into your program, you know, how you do things. So that's been important for me. I think we were able to do that this year. So we got about 4 or 5 guys, stayed in our program. We got some guys that actually played. We're here, so that's a big deal for me. We had some retention this year.
You got some international guys on your team, brother. Like, so, and those guys have played. You don't get, yeah. You know, about those all those freshman boo-boos, per se, that you might not want to deal with and lose some games because you're trying to teach guys. So, talk about going international the way you have and guys that have played before. So, it's not so much teaching you, it's trying to show them your way of doing things and your schemes.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to go heavy international, you know. Sometimes you go in the portal and you get these guys that, you know, and they get these people around them that don't have no sense, you know, and some of those people still in the portal. They're talking about they want $500,000. They average 4 points a game and, you know, 3 points a game. It's like, that's crazy, you know. You can't give that. You can't, you know, look at your administration and people that are trying to help your program talking about, we need this kid. You know, we can't, you know, and so, international, sometimes they have the right people around them. They know what they're looking for. They want to find a program they can grow in and play in. And they understand, they see sometimes the bigger picture, you know. But then you find some kids that have been pretty good. Like, you know, we had Ozzie Rapp here as a freshman. He's coming from Australia. We had Tyler Harris here, you know, who's been around, but he had a good freshman year. You know, last year we had the Foxwell kid. The Joel Foxwell kid who's down at Arizona State, he was all league this year. You know, I thought he could have been, you know, the freshman of the year. But, you know, we've had some really good freshmen here. But, you know they've always moved on, you know, and that's been the tough part. And, you know, we've had some guys like Max McKinnon who just was at Long, just went to LSU, who's got Exhibit 10 for Charlotte. So we've had some players in our program that have done really well, you know, and, you know, you always get the, well, what if they would have stayed? It's like, that's not what it is anymore. You know, you got to figure out how to get those guys to stay. And, you know, I think our administration's stepping up. My AD's doing a great job, you know, of really, you know, going out and finding the people that help us to get these guys to stay. And so, but yeah, we have gone international. You know, not 100%, but that's where we can find the talent that we could plug and play. You know, those guys could plug and play. They've played against older guys. I mean, that's what college basketball is right now. You know, you can go get a freshman. I love freshmen, man. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, they'll go to an 18-year-old freshman and you got a 24-year-old, you know, sophomore, 23-year-old sophomore, 22-year-old sophomore. It's like, you know, that's a big leap, you know, and now you go get a, you go get an international freshman that's 19, 20. They've been playing against, you know, 24, 25, 26-year-olds since they've been, you know, coming up playing on their club teams. And so they got a little bit more experience in that route. I think that's what some coaches are seeing. And then they've been playing, you know, more structured basketball for longer. And so, they've been coached a little bit differently. And so, but, you know, you love to find players that just fit your system. You know, it don't matter where they come from. It happens this year. You know, we have a lot international, you know, flavor. You know, the year before, it wasn't so much. And so, you know, you just try to find the guys that fit. You try to go with the way your relationships and the recruiting, you know, takes you, you know, and what you need, you know. And every year is different what you need now. It's not like you can't go into the year thinking, all right, I've had this guy, you know, my point guard's going to be a junior, you know, because we had a freshman point guard. So, you know, we think, okay, he's a sophomore. He was all league. So we don't need to worry about the freshman. We don't need to worry about the point guard spot. You know, we just need to find a guy that can, you know, play that position behind him. We got our point guard moving on for the next couple of years. They ain't like that anymore. You got to think, okay, now we got to find another guy. And luckily we have a point guard that would have been our starting point guard last year that's hurt. You know, Riley Parker. So he's back in the flow, you know, in the mix of things. And, you know, he has his senior year coming up. So we've done a good job of retaining guys. But yeah, the international thing is where we, you know, really have laid our head this, you know, so to speak, this year.
Let's talk a little about your roster next year, man. We'll see on the site, man. There's a lot of switchability, a lot of positional size where it's good size, man. So talk about that size you have, man, being able to switch, being able to call havoc on defense and get out of transition into easy baskets with your limbs, because that travels every night, is that defense, that rebounding, and that effort.
Yeah, you know, shoot, man, I've always been, you know, I've always, you know, wanted to be an off. You know, everyone talks about a defensive coach. I love being an offensive coach. Last year was the year you know, I'm an all-around coach, but, like, you know, last year we didn't take as many threes. We didn't make as many threes. We were probably one of the worst shooting teams in the country. You know, it's hard to say that out loud. I think we shot about 29%. I think us three right here on this call right now could shoot better than we did last year, you know. ain't no joke, man. I think in the same amount of games, same amount of shots, I think we may have shot better. But, you know, We had to go out and find some guys that fit. And so, yeah, we want to play fast. But you always got to coach to what you have, and things happen, and so last year we had some injuries, happened in the summer. We had some injuries happen during the season. We had a guy that didn't get his waiver, probably one of the only guys in the country not get a waiver last year. They just, throw them things out, like, they just throw them things out, but we didn't get one last year. So we, you kind of, you could say you lost three starters, before, during last year's team. And, teams that are in our spot, where you don't have, the resources and everything, you can't have those key losses, but I thought our team last year did a great job of really battling through those kind of adversities and doing different things. And like you said, we had a little bit of depth, but our depth wasn't really, and we had size and different guys in different positions, but it was hard because you weren't expecting certain guys to play immediately like that. You wanted those other guys, those seniors, those guys that were, playing well for you, to have that opportunity to play, to bring these other guys on to be better towards the end of the year. We needed them to be good right away. And that's sometimes what happens. And they adjusted and they did a good job. And we had to kind of switch up what we did, from the summer and everything we did leading into our season. We had to switch it up, right when November hit. So, those guys took it in stride and they played hard for me. And, I got to give them a lot of love because, with what we were going into the season with, from what we had in the summer was much different. And so they all had to assume different roles from the summer. And that's a small adjustment period from August to November, from they, but they got here in June, they did it July, they did it all August, and then, August, September, they got to work out together. Then October, we started losing some people, and then November we started playing, and then we lost some more people, and so that's what happens. And then, shoot, season happens, sickness happens, hurts. So you just got to figure it out. And having the having some positional size, like you said, helped us. Having some versatility, being able to play, your two and three man at your four and five spot at times, and being able to play your five man at your three spot. We had to do some things last year and play a lot more zone and do a lot of different stuff, but like you said, they were interchangeable, and that was kind of helpful last year. So that's something we do have to do during recruiting. We have to find pieces that can play in multiple spots.
I got two more for you, Liz, before I turn over to my intern, Balo. So, Liz, I saw on Instagram you all going bowling, top golfing, escape rooming. So, and I got to ask you about top golf. I go to top golf, but I'm terrible at top golf. It's really somebody I can go take the lady friend to and have a good night and drink
Hey.
some drink. But I ain't good at it. So, how many of you guys are good at top golf?
They all think they're good. So Coach Ormond, he found a cheat code, right? So he hits it to the small one every time, the one that's really close, and he think he's killing everybody, but he gets the most points. He can't hit a golf ball, but he know how to hit it right to a small. So we call him the short, short game. He got that short game. And so like we said, man, we're trying to, it's tough because like you're trying to microwave as many things as you can with this group, I think we have a great group. I think our, we have leaders, but we're trying to microwave, and we're trying to make it organic, but we also ain't trying to, force it onto them as much as possible. We're just trying to put them in as many situations where they're getting to kick it, and as much time that, it sucks to say, but I try to stay away from those things as much as possible. I want them to feel free and easy and be able to talk, to be able to talk and have some fun and clown. And, you're trying to put them into situations where, they're having to, kick it, they're going to have a couple boys that they come in with and they click up with, but we're trying to make this to a thing where, they got to be tight, sooner. And you're trying to make those things happen. You're trying to make, 2, 3 years into a summer where they can really feel tight and build that trust. And so, being able to go out and do things, I think eating and chilling and sitting around a table with no phones and, none of that stuff, I think those are important things to do. But, putting them in situations where they're having some fun, it's just not hoop, because they're gonna hoop against each other every day. And, once I think November hits and they start, divvying out playing time, that's where you're hoping that their bonds are tight enough to where one guy ain't playing as much as the other. They straight. They just trying to win. That's what you're hoping for. But, sometimes male ego, sometimes, rips that apart. So we're trying to hope we're bonding them. They get tight. They get tight enough to where they have one, one common goal. And so that's what we're doing this summer. We're trying to do as many things as we can, as much eating, as much chilling as we can during this time. But yeah, Topgolf, man, it ain't for everybody, man. So if you ain't got no game, just go there and get them wings, man, and just chill.
Man, I
Lots of
ain't got
game.
no game. I admit it. I can't top golf or nothing. I'm just there to drink and enjoy the wings.
Man, I ain't mad at that.
Have a good vibe. Last one I got. This week you got kids camp or session of that, man. Talk about how fun it is to have kids on campus, kind of getting the feel. But come on, college campus, man, have your guys out there coaching these young men and women. Show them what they learning from you and helping those young men and women get better at the game of basketball, which we all love.
Well, it's cool, man. We've really had to cut camps a little bit and do it a little different. Like we have more kids camps now than we have like elite camps and team camps. This year we're trying something different. Last year I think our numbers for all like team camps and all that were low because AAU ball and everybody's trying to get out there and the elite camp stuff. I think everyone's trying to just go to these individual workout things. So we went the kids camp route this year and it's been a lot of fun. Our guys are coaching out there and they got the little guys around, and our guys are having a good time. And I think it's kind of a community service deal for us too. I think the players are starting to understand that they're being seen on a different level. And I think a lot of the times when you're in college, and I don't know when I was young and I was playing in college, I didn't think of it like that. I think now that with the social media and with anything they do, gets magnified. It doesn't get magnified on the stage where the NBA guys do, but it gets magnified in this area in their community here. And you do certain things, and so like they do something here. They do camps and these, and they go out and they see these little kids out there, and they little kids see them, and they ask them for autographs. I think that's a big deal for these for our players, man. I think that's something that they're going to cherish, that they don't forget. When you go play international, they make you do camps. They make you work with the little guys when you're playing international for some time. And I think it's just something you should be doing, giving back as much as you can to the community. It's the easiest way for, especially for athletes, to give back in the sport that they're playing. So, they don't, they feel comfortable doing it so they can be themselves. They don't have to, sometimes, young men, feel awkward and don't say much, and they're, stay in a shell when they're out doing community service. And in this setting, the young guys that are coming to our camp, and the kids get to see these guys in their light where they feel comfortable, and they get to ask questions, and our guys are joking and laughing and feeling comfortable with them. And they, I think that's something that these kids will get to cherish because they're getting to see college athletes, pretty much open and having a good time instead of feeling, reserved and guarded and making sure they're saying the right things. But these are more guys that are, if they're doing their sport, they feel comfortable. And this is, they're not, I'm not keeping them on their feet for 3, 4, 5 hours out there working camp. They got slots of 45 minutes. They come in, they grab some lunch, and they hang out with the kids. They do a little, they got their little section, they come back and they leave, and but they have a good time, man. And so that's something that I really, I've cherished since I've ever done it. And I've always done it because when I was little, I got to go to camp. I was a scholarship kid at camp, and so if it wasn't for them scholarship kids and those types of things, I don't think I would have, I don't know where I would have been hoop wise, So I try to do the same thing with me because I knew how important camp was for me, And so I try to do my best of getting sponsors and doing different things to get these kids that wouldn't be able to pay the $500 for the week, to be able to come to camp. And so those are important things for me, just to for me to be giving back, because I wouldn't have been able to go to camps back in the day. So, having these camps around the community, I think, is something really, really important. And I think it's important for our guys too. So kids camp is a big deal.
And ladies, football, also, I follow with you, ladies, man. It's funny to say that I was a scholarship kid at Tennessee State's basketball camp, meeting Anthony Mason and Carlos Rogers. It's why I went there.
Yeah,
So
man,
that's
I'm
a kid
man,
going to
Anthony.
camp.
People don't realize Anthony Mason, and I argue with these guys because I have these young GAs, and these guys, man, these young GAs, I just want to strangle. I'm sorry, young fella, but boy, I tell you, they don't know these players. Anthony Mason couldn't play. I got in an argument about Muggsy Bogues the other day, and we fighting about all these old players and all these new players, and I didn't want to say it, but the Hawks now could beat the Bulls in '96. I mean, I'm ready to knock the, I'm, you know, because basketball's changed so much. I'm like, come on, man, Anthony Mason. So I brought up, man, it's funny. I brought up Anthony Mason and said Anthony Mason could play 1 through 5 in today's game. He may not make a jumper outside the paint, but he'd be Draymond Green on some real knockouts of people type stuff. Not Poole, not his teammates. His other people, that's some of the stuff that these guys don't get. And so, like, you know, the talent, the skill is so funny. But we just hearing how they talk about the players from old to now, it's always funny, man. And you know, you brought up Anthony Mason. That's funny because we were just arguing about him literally 2 days ago, yesterday, the day before, man. We were arguing about that, man. And, you know, it's funny to be able to see the different eras talk about hoops. But yeah, we were just talking about Anthony Mason. That's funny.
Well, one of the Ballo goes, Lynn's crazy. The camp I went to was Bobby Freeman's camp. It was outdoors on the outdoor courts. And Jordan taking the ball, if you hit it the wrong way, it's on I-75. If you hit the rim the wrong way, it was hot as crap in Bobby Freeman's camp out there in Atlanta.
Don't fall. Don't fall. Now you know, you breathe a little hard. You got to go see the trainer, man. You don't fall back there. You scrape that leg up. They give you a paper towel. And it wasn't them, no, you know, soft paper towels. Now it's them hard brown
towels.
Yes,
them sandpaper towels, Balo.
Rub off into your skin. See, they don't know about them towels, man. See, he's shaking his head like, nah, man. They got them cotton soft ones that absorb the blood, that give a little, man.
Bro, it was sandpaper, like Brillo pad.
We sure got the sandpapers. We ain't soft like y'all trying to make it seem.
Hey, see, they hit me with the West Coast soft all the time. I said, man, they threw that brand. What was that? Hydrogen peroxide on the. Hey, get out
burning.
There and go play.
You want to keep something there burning?
Hey, man. When they said, hey, if they said, it's good. It's foaming. You're good. You're straight. You're good. That means you ain't infected. You can go play. I mean, it is infected. What you talking about? That's what it means. It's
infected. Hey, Liz, let's not forget Atlanta, the mosquito bites on outdoor courts, too. No. It's weird.
Hey, man. See? I went to the five-star camp. I don't think that was in Atlanta, though. That wasn't in Atlanta, nah. Five-star camp back in the day. That was in Philly. That was in Pittsburgh. That was in Pittsburgh. Five-star camp back in the day, man. So that was outdoors,
too. Camp nails inside of Georgia Tech, but back in the day with Crimmins, it was outside on the outdoor courts by I-75.
I ain't gonna lie. I like the new update of the indoor camps. That's for everybody involved, man.
Hollow, have fun with Liz. Go ahead, brother.
Man, come on, how you doing? I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Starting your career. I like it.
Yes, sir. So I played 4 years at Albany State. I was a former player too. So I wanted to ask you, like, how do you adapt your system to fit your personnel instead of forcing players into, you know, a style of play?
Well, shoot, man, you know, I've always been a coach where I, you know, when I was a player, you know, I was told that when I was going to college, we're going to play fast. And I went to the school, we play slow as hell. And they thought I was Magic Johnson. I'm 5'10". It was tough. But, you know, you just got to figure out what you got, you know. You have your system, and you want to run your system. And sometimes it just doesn't happen. You recruit to your system, right? You recruit to the players you want to get. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. And, like, I always wanted to be a three-point shooting team, but we shot like 303. We shot what, 300 less three pointers than we ever had. We scraped our offense last year, ran a lot more ball screen stuff. And, you know, it just depends what you got, you know. And I've been, shoot, when I was at Eastern and we moved on here, you know, even here, you can see like we've had different all league guys. Like when I was at Eastern, we had four MVPs in 5 years, all different positions. This year, we had our point guard was all league. The year before that, our 6'10" shooting guy was a freshman of the year, should have been all league. The year before that, you know, we had another little guy that, I mean, we've had different guys in different positions. So we usually just figure it out, you know, and as the summer goes, as the season starts moving, we start figuring out who our best players are. It's just tough because every year you don't know. And, you know, you recruit now, it's hard because you got to think, right? Like, say you went to a different school, right? Say you were a guy that was like, you know, your coach wanted you to be this defensive guy, but you were just okay at it. But you go to your next school, all of a sudden, the thing that you thought your coach wanted you to be, now you're a lockdown dude. That's what you worked on. That's what the new school is going to. They can see you as whatever you want to be. And so players change as they go from school to school, you know. And I always think it's about opportunity for players. All players, like, you know, I look at, you know, guys that get, you know, picked up by these power five schools, power four schools, right? And they got there for a reason. They didn't get there just because they're weak, right? They got there because they're hoopers, right? But the situation, You know, things could have happened during the summer. Things, I mean, everything happens to these guys, man. And sometimes it just ain't sweet for them that year. You know, it just didn't ha it just things didn't fall in place. But what's to say that guy goes to a different school and he don't fall in place there? And now we got the guy at our school, say for instance, and he was only averaging 2.6 points a game at, say, let's just say Arizona, okay? Just because we don't have any kids from Arizona. And he's out there, but he comes to my place and he's killing. But at Arizona, he was just okay. It was 2 point, but like, but I brought him in as a defensive guy, this guy that can do this, this, and this. But offensively, he might be our best offensive player now. But we brought him as a defensive guy. Why wouldn't I be like, all right, so he's our best offense? Why wouldn't I switch it up and be like, all right, well, he better than all these dudes. Let's figure out how we go get him the ball more, even though he came in as this guy. I mean, you just got to go. I mean, it's hard now, man, because you don't have really, besides watching them play in high school, once they're in the transfer portal, you don't get to see them. They're on the bench for the most part, right? These guys aren't transferring because, you know, they just want, they transfer either because their coach want them out of there, they need a new guy, or they want more playing time, right? And so, you know, they just ain't transferring because, you know, we ain't getting somebody who's averaging 16 and 6. I mean, you know, he ain't coming, we ain't getting finished products, right? And so, especially at my level. And so, you just got to adjust, man. You got to adjust to what you got. I mean, it's evolve or die. And if you don't evolve, you go die, man. And you just got to keep moving with what you got. And, you know, it's basically life, right? Like, if you ain't moving and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you go die, man. And so, you know, you got to change. You got to change on the fly. You got to make sure you know, you don't have no, you can't have an ego. Your way, it can't be my way or the highway, because my way can get us beat every day now, because it ain't the same as it was when I first started, where it's like, okay, well, we go throw it this way, we're gonna do this and this and this, and I know who we're gonna have. And now it's like last year. Yeah, I'll give you a prime example. Last year, and you can look at this, Joel Foxwell came in as a freshman. He wasn't even slotted in to start. He wasn't even slotted in to play a lot. He was our last recruit. But he ended up being an all-league guy as a freshman. Should have been freshman of the year. I don't know why he didn't get freshman of the year, but should have been freshman of the year. But the guy they gave it to was a draft pick, you know, top 20 pick. But even then, he still should have been freshman. He still should have been freshman of the year. But he led the league in scoring. I mean, he led the league in assists. He was top in steals. I mean, he averaged, but like, he came into the season as one of our last guys we picked up, as just like a, you know, we lost a guy in the end, and I watched him play. I knew he was good, but he ended up coming in here and being all league guys a freshman. Now, not like all freshman team or second. He was all league, right? That's hard to do as a freshman, right? There's two guys, and it was the Graves kid that's just got drafted, and him. Those are the two friends, and you know what I'm saying, and the other kid from St. Mary's. I mean, you got to think about it, like we switched it up, and it was his show, you know, and that wasn't what we were thinking about in the beginning of the year. I could tell you that. If you would have told me in the beginning of the year that he'd have been all league, this, that, and the other. So, you know, you got to adjust, you know, to what you got, because you're trying to win. And the guys, if the guys see that you're trying to win and you're all in, they're going to do whatever you want. Guys aren't dumb. Players aren't dumb. You know, I was a player. I knew if my coach was in there trying to win, or he was trying to BS, or trying to keep a promise to somebody, or, you know, he's got this backdoor deal. You guys know, because, you know, guys also talk. And so, you know, I hope here, they know that we just trying to win. You know, I ain't got enough. We ain't got enough cachet to have no backdoor deals. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody sliding me this guy to give me this top two pick, you know, in next year's draft. We ain't got it like that. So my thing is always to be honest with these guys, man, to let them know if they, you know, you're playing well, you're not playing well, and you just gotta, you know, adjust to what you have. And if you got some hoopers, man, then you got to play the hoopers. You know, you just can't play the guys that, you know, you thought were going to be the best players in the year. You know, you thought, I thought he was going to be the coldest. Man, I thought, man, coming into the year, you were supposed to be that guy, but this dude's killing you, bro. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, we got to win. Like, do you want to win, or do you want to, you know? And I've heard guys say, I just want to get my numbers, man. I don't care about winning. Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard parents tell me that. Parents, I've look, we've been on a 13-game winning streak one time. I was like, look, man, your son ain't playing well. Like, you know, would you rather him do well and us lose? They're like, yes. I was like, oh man, okay, well,
They got to go.
let me ask this question during the recruiting process, you know. And yeah, but You hear that, man. You hear that. And it's no joke, man. And it's you just gotta adjust to it, and you just gotta, take it with, a grain of salt, because parents are always gonna look out for their own. I get that. I'm a dad now, so but I'm also a realist, but you gotta adjust to what you got, man. And to answer your question, you just, like I said, man, you gotta evolve or die. Like you could either be that guy that's going to stand on that hill and be like, this is how we play basketball, or you just got to be like, nah, this is our best player now, and this dude's a hooper, this dude we thought was going to be nice ain't nice, and he ain't playing well, and maybe these circumstances aren't for him and this doesn't work for him, but we got to find some, we got to find the dudes that's working for and then play those guys. And so it might rub some people the wrong way, but it's going to rub the right guys the right way, and the guys that have character are gonna that's gonna shine through, because they're gonna see it and they'll be like, you know what, if I'm balling, coach will go play me. If I'm not, coach ain't gonna play me. And so, but I will stick with my guys and give them opportunities to play through their bad play. I ain't gonna let them I ain't gonna first sign of you playing like trash, I ain't gonna bench you for the whole, you gotta, there's slumps. I'm a hooper, I wasn't nice every game, right? Like, yeah, you got some bad fucking games, but get through your stuff, right? Like, hoop. But you could tell a hooper that's thinking about it, can't get over it, to a guy that's, nah, I'm good. Next game, let's go, let's roll. I just missed some shots. You can still defend and rebound and do all the other stuff. So, and compete. If you're not competing, then that's a red flag right there. So, but yeah, you gotta evolve or you gotta die, man. Especially in today's game, if you ain't figuring it out and trying to find new ways to win and trying to, load your roster up and try to find, what's going to work for you and your team that year, because it's a new year every year, damn near, unless you're one of them big dogs that can shell out and keep your whole roster. It's damn near a new year every year, unless you can retain some dudes, and it's still going to be that a new year, but it's just going to be like a what my man says, just the same team in a different realm, different universe. It's the same team. It's going to be a little different with some different characters. And so we just got to keep adjusting to shit, man, or keep adjusting stuff. Sorry. Blue, you got to bleep that out. I'm bad with the word. I ain't cuss almost all day until right then, man. I've been on it, boss, man. I'm telling you, I've been on it. I've been better.
And look, thank God I have a dump button on the back end leg, so you give me a fine. You give me
My
a
fault, man. Hey,
sexy fine. Hey, thank
I've been getting better at these things, man. I usually used when I first started, it was all bad. I'm
Bro,
talking
I
like
used to bleep you out a lot when we first got started.
he made me feel comfortable. That's the problem. See? You see what happened? You ain't get the switching. You gotta start,
Hey, look, if I can cool it down, you can't. You off the air, I'm
Can't believe
talking
me. That's
crazy.
first time, by the way. That's the first cuss word I did today. I've been on it. I've been watching myself.
Yeah, no, you've been doing good.
As a youngin, when I was what, 32, when 33, when I first, boy,
Hey, Liz is on fire.
couldn't I couldn't. I was like, oh, I said that? Oh man,
Hey,
now I go back
I had
and
to literally
listen
sit up here and bleep you. Like, I had to bleep.
because you start going and talking, and it's like, oh man, okay, oh, cool.
Cause I ain't like to see. I ain't like those dudes in the on
I know, but
ESPN.
I, you know,
I
see,
chill, but
you
I get
gotta,
it. A lot of
you
y'all do. A
ain't
lot of
anything.
y'all do it though. A lot of y'all come on this show. Y'all be saying stuff. Y'all
Well,
but.
it's like I told my camper. It's like I told you about the camp, man. The guys start feeling comfortable and they start being
Yeah.
normal. Yeah, so anyways, but yeah, all right. So yeah, you just evolve or die, man, to answer your question. If you don't do that, if you can't get your guys right, it's gonna be a trouble year for you.
Nah, brother, hey, brother Lance, man, thank you for your time today, my good brother, man. Cause I'm glad you had y'all talk to Young Bottle here, answer his questions, man. Question, man, because I know I'm trying to show him the ropes, legs, trying to show him how
Hey
this
man,
media thing
my advice
works.
for you, always just, hey man, good character, man. Ask good questions, man, and then shit, man, just be yourself. That's what I tell you, dude, just be yourself, man. I'm telling you, get you a long way, and then know what rooms you're in. That's the other thing. Know what rooms you're in. Know what
No
rooms you're
doubt.
in.
Well,
That's the
hey,
first.
Blaze, hey, brother, I was gonna tell you before you go, man. This is your 14th time on the show, my brother.
I appreciate it, man. When you call, I always pop on, man. I tell you, I always pop on. I always pop on, man. It is and I as you get older and you start doing these things, you don't pop on as many shows. But when you call, I tell my guy, I always send it to him. Hey, do not let me forget. We got this show on Wednesday. block it out. Give me an hour. When I first started, I tried to do all 35. Whenever anybody called, hey, I'll do that. Yep. Boom, 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 boom. You do every one. It'd be a whole day. Now you just block them down to the people you know and knock them out, you know. Or unless my AD says you got to do one, then you got to do it.
Cindy. Well, brother Lynn, thank you so much for your time today, brother.
Are you coming to Portland this year?
I do too.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.